This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Milky Monday, Lee Milky's guest this week, dairy economist Bill Brooks. Lee?
Bill, the Federal Order Class 3 milk price was announced last week, up $1.99, and USDA announced the September milk feed price ratio. It was up, ending 7 consecutive months of decline. But it's not time to break out the champagne quite yet, is it?
No, it's going to be short-lived, and we might not even make it to New Year's Eve for that champagne celebration that a lot of folks do out there. We've seen some pretty dramatic declines in butter, and cheese market has also come off from some of its highs. So we're looking at probably a decent month whenever we get the October information there at the end of November. But then after that, we're probably going to be looking at things declining again, because we did have that nice run up in cheese during the month of October. So that should help add on to that class three value, which will filter over into our all milk price. But then after that, we're looking at things going down. Next year doesn't look to be completely terrible, but it definitely is not going to have quite the profitability that we had this year here. So it looks like, unfortunately, it's going to be a short-lived gain in that ratio, and then also the income over feed costs, as we're looking at those now to be this year 1177, and we've got most of the year in, but then that's expected to drop off to 841 next year right now based upon where the futures markets were at on Monday. But that's still a level that should maintain or increase milk production.
What is your advice then to prepare for 2023, Bill?
Well, definitely look at all your risk management opportunities. Definitely sign up for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program. I know for a lot of producers, it's a very small portion of their milk that they can get covered at that full rate in there. But we are looking at that Dairy Margin Coverage Program, depending on the level that you sign up for, looking at it to be below $8 for a majority of next year on that margin over feed cost. So it definitely is something that producers need to get signed up for, and then also look at the opportunities on the feed side. We've had some very volatile markets there, but that's definitely something you want to talk with your risk management expert about, getting some of your costs locked in as well.
Thank you, Bill. Bill Brooks, dairy economist with Stonehart Consulting in Dearborn, Missouri.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
In one way, all people are equal. We all have 1,440 minutes in a day. A mentor of mine told me to always finish your day on paper before you start it.
We are not suggesting that we become workaholics, but being more productive may allow for some extra things like relationships, hobbies, relaxation.
Having a to-do list is great, but it's not a plan for the day. A great place to start is knowing the difference between urgent and important things. We are often driven more by urgent things because they require immediate attention.
There are some great apps available to help with maintaining a calendar or planning your day, or a simple planner or notebook will also work. Try to always fit in things that are important but not necessarily urgent.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
Looking at the latest U.S. drought monitor and how it's affecting cattle and hay production, USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
Taking a look at the U.S. cattle inventory in drought on November 1st, that number is 76%, up 10 percentage points from early October, and also up from a 2022 growing season low of 47% back in mid-June. Very similar picture as you look at hay in drought. The U.S. production area currently 68% of the hay experiencing drought. That is up from 56% in early October and a 2022 growing season low of 30% in mid-June. As we wind down the growing season, it becomes less important to look at things like corn and soybeans in drought. But I think it's worth noting this time, even though the harvest season is winding down, that a significant percentage of our key Midwestern agricultural land is now currently experiencing drought. Both corn and soybeans showing 71% of the production area in drought as of November 1st. And it's fortunate that this occurred so late, because we did have some drought impacts, especially in the Western Corn Belt. But if that drought had hit earlier in the year, there would have been much more profound impacts on corn and soybeans.
That's USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.